pretty recently, a day or two ago, in Business Tech, came across an article talking about the new semigration hotspot for Gautengers. I had no idea that it was going to be the south coast of Natal. That actually came to me as a bit of a surprise. And to talk to us about that is Mohammed Volodia, the area principal for PAM Golding Properties. Mohammed, awesome of you to be with us on Chai FM. Thank you for your time.
Good afternoon, Simon. Thank you for having me on your station. And hello
Mohammed,
to all the listeners.
Thanks, man. I'm looking forward to this discussion. I just had thought, I'm starting off negatively, I don't mean to, but I thought the South Coast had a bad rep. I thought the South Coast was supposed to be plagued with infrastructural problems and high crime rates. So when I read that it is South Africa's new semigration hotspot, I kind of thought, wow, I need to get to the bottom of this and understand, is that in fact the case?
So it has changed over the past few years. Crime is very, very minimal on the South Coast. With regards to infrastructure itself, everything has changed. A lot has been, you know, fixed and repaired. We no longer have so much issues like we did in the past. And the South Coast is now booming and rising in terms of sales and, you know, property investors looking on the South Coast to purchase, obviously because of price.
Before we get on to price, which is something I certainly want to do, just talk to me a little bit about, as somebody who doesn't know the South Coast, I'm going to put my hand up and admit I've never been to the South Coast, but talk to me about the lifestyle on the South Coast and how it compares to, say, I don't know, inland or even North Coast.
Community-driven and small communities. Look, it's the areas are very small. So our areas from Hibernian to Margate and very small, close-knit communities all get together and we all live as one happy family.
All right.
And also with regards to our beach, our blue flag beaches as well.
Interesting. So good infrastructure in terms of beaches, lifestyle, fishing, all that kind of stuff. Is it retirees or is it younger people who are relocating? What are you finding?
It's a 50-50, a bit of both. So we got 50% of our investors that are looking to purchase, also coming down from Johannesburg, Cape Town, looking to purchase on the South Coast more for investments purposes. And then we got the balance of 50% are retirees. We offer, you know, quite good retirement homes on the South Coast. And the climate on the South Coast is great for them. So they all move down this side, especially, you know, due to old age and frail care. They want to be in, you know, in a warmer, much more warmer climate.
Yeah, I wonder how they feel about that in February, but that's another conversation for another time. I believe that the Margate Airport has been, the word they used was revived. Did it fall into disrepair? What was the story with the Margate Airport and has it made a difference?
Yes, it's made a huge difference on the South Coast, especially bringing in tourism to the South Coast itself. It was in disrepair a few years ago, but they have done a total revamp on the airport and all flights, you know, from Johannesburg and things are now operational.
I would imagine it makes a massive difference when you can fly direct as opposed to flying to King Shaka and driving for I don't know how many hours it takes to get down there. So, yeah, that makes a whole bunch of sense. And I believe also in terms of infrastructure that Port Shepstone is set to obtain a new harbour.
Yes, so the harbour has been signed off. It's going to be a 5-year plan plus minus. And with within 5 years, we would definitely know, you know, the harbor will be first in Port Shepstone. There are two harbors that are coming to the coast, one in Hibernian and one in Port Shepstone. So we're looking forward to that. It's going to change the whole demographic of the area. A lot of it's going to boost, you know, our economy as well.
Let's now talk about the units themselves. According to the article, apparently sectional title units between 900,000 rand and 1.5 million, those are the units in highest demand. Why do you think that is? How do you explain that?
So So, if I put you in a picture of we're just comparing north and south, on the north coast of KZN, you're getting 2 to 3 bedroom units from 2 million upwards. And on our side, you're getting beachfront apartments, 3 to 4 bedrooms, up to 1.5 million rand. So with regards to value for money and the lifestyle that we have to offer on this side, a lot of them are emigrating from the north as well,
It
especially
sounds
for the beach.
unimaginable to me to listen to the kind of prices you're talking about. I'm talking to you from the Cape, where that wouldn't get you a garage. I mean, that's pretty astounding. I'm just wondering what the catch is. I'm
You need to
wondering,
visit the South Coast, Simon.
but I mean, are we talking about older buildings? Are the levies incredibly high? What's the catch here? How do you spend 1.5 million and get a seafront property?
Levies are not that high. You got to look at what the unit or the property, the complex has to offer in terms of your levies itself. So with regards to the levies, a lot of clients think that it is high, but in actual fact, with regards to the security, the maintenance, upkeep of the buildings, the infrastructure, the body corporate, the supervisors, and your security as a whole, so it's actually much more cheaper than north of Durban.
No, I hear you loud and clear. And tell me, just generally, I mean, beachfront properties, they command massive premiums. Do buyers, are they still willing to pay for that exclusivity, or are they going one street back to get cheaper, better value?
No, they would actually pay for the exclusivity, especially with our investors.
Mohammed, which are the towns that are benefiting from this immigration trend? Are there particular hotspots?
Shelly Beach, Uvungo, St. Michael's, Manaba. So Shelly Beach is quite the hotspot on the south coast. And so Shelly Beach has your two major shopping malls, which are Shelly Centre and South Coast Mall. We also have a private hospital, which is called Shelly Beach Private Hospital as well. And then there are quite good schools here on the South Coast. And then Shelly Beach has now become the hub of the South Coast because
What
it's
advice
more
would
centralized. Yeah, it's more centralized if you look from Hibernian all the way to Margate. They have the two major shopping malls, so it's now become the hub of the South Coast, quite busy as well.
you give to somebody who is considering investing or relocating to the South Coast right now? It dropped. Apparently, we are really having technical gremlins this afternoon. Although I've got to tell you, that was pretty much the last question that I was going to ask today. It's absolutely fascinating to me. As I say, the South Coast is an unknown entity. I just don't know it. I think I've driven through it once. Beautiful rolling hills. Couldn't understand why the property was as affordable as it was down there. Seems like a great place to live. I don't know what the weather's like. I don't know if I could survive that Durban humidity in February, but perhaps these days with air conditioning, it's an absolute pleasure. And honestly, when I tell you that the prices are, there's nothing to compare. If you are able to buy a 3-4 bedroomed home for 1.5 million in the South Coast as opposed to somewhere like the Cape, it honestly would get you nothing. I happened to see something yesterday, a unit in Cape Town, 80 square meters. The station house, it doesn't have a sea view, 81 square meters, looking over nothing, it's 8.5 million. So there you go. That kind of might explain pretty well why the new hotspot for semigration is in KZN. I didn't get a chance to talk about the political risk. I think we all a little bit aware of what happened in the early 20s, 2021s. But yeah, interesting discussion, and we'll see where that goes.